I stood still and took a deep breath. Now was the time when we were soaked and safe and confronted with radiance. Now something had to be said. The something I didn't mention to you. His voice surprised me like the sun, but in the opposite way. It had a weight to it, a warning, determination edged with apology. About our youngest boy, he said. Our youngest boy was killed last summer. Oh, he was run over, he said. I was the one who ran over him, backing out of our driveway. I stopped again. He stopped with me. Both of us stared ahead. His name was Brian. He was 3. The thing was, I thought he was upstairs in bed. The others were still up, but he'd been put to bed. Then he'd got up again. I should have looked, though. I should have looked more carefully. I thought of the moment when he got out of the car, the noise he must have made, the moment when the child's mother came running out of the house. He started walking again, entering the parking lot. I walked a little behind him, and I did not say anything, not one kind, common, helpless word. We had passed right by that. He didn't say, "It was my fault, and I'll never get over it. I'll never forgive myself. But I do as well as I can." Or, "My wife forgives me, but she'll never get over it either." I knew all that. I knew now that he was a person who had hit rock bottom, a person who knew, as I did not know, did not come near knowing, exactly what rock bottom was. He and his wife knew that together, and it bound them, as something like that would either break you apart or bind you for life. Not that they would live at rock bottom, but they would share a knowledge of it, that cool, empty, locked, and central space.